DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In Ecuador, Rafael Correa has claimed victory and a third term as president in the country's elections. Results are not yet final, but partial tallies indicate he cannot be beaten. One of Latin America's leftist leaders, Correa's previous government was close to Venezuela and Cuba. He also made diplomatic overtures to Iran and China. Last year, Correa upset the US, Britain and Sweden by granting asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. German authorities have announced a national action plan to investigate the horsemeat scandal. The decision comes after a local canned goods producer confirmed its beef goulash contained traces of horsemeat. German Minister of Agriculture and Consumer Protection, Sir Aigner outlined the reasons for the plan.
We must institute a pan-European screening network to determine whether this is just the tip of the iceberg. In Germany, we'll be widening our investigation to see if meat from animals other than horses was sold as beef.
The death of an Australian-Israeli citizen in jail in Israel is to be investigated. The announcement from the Intelligence Subcommittee in the Israeli Knesset came on Sunday. It followed a report by Australian television last week. Ben Zayir, generally known as Prisoner X, died in December 2010. He was found hanged in his cell at a high-security prison. Zayir was believed to have been associated with the Israeli Secret Service. Australian Foreign Minister Bob Carr said he wanted to give the Israeli government an opportunity to explain Zayir's death. The Syrian opposition has accused Hezbollah militias based in neighbouring Lebanon of crossing into Syria to fight for President Bashar Assad. According to the Syrian Revolution General Commission, Hezbollah fighters tried to move into three villages near the border held by Syrian rebels. More than 20 people were reported killed in the fighting. Meanwhile, in Cairo, International Peace Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi called on the Syrian government and opposition to meet on UN premises. He urged the regime to take up the offer from opposition leader Moaz al-Khatib to meet with government representatives.
Al-Khatib's initiative has opened the door and has challenged the Syrian government to make good on what it continuously says, that it is ready for dialogue and a peaceful solution.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. There will be a runoff presidential election next weekend on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. Neither of the leading candidates gained the outright majority of votes necessary to win in the first round. Therefore, the Conservative and Communist candidates will meet in a runoff. Financial issues dominated the campaign. The island economy is closely linked to Greece. Cyprus asked for an international rescue package predicted to total roughly 17 billion euros last June. The EU and International Monetary Fund are expected to make a decision in March when the new president is in place. Wolfgang Schäuble, Germany's finance minister, commented on the situation.
Before we even discuss a bailout program, we have to make more progress on the issue of money laundering. Otherwise, we can't make a decision. That might happen in March, and then we'll see.
Cuba's best-known dissident has left the Caribbean island nation for a world tour. After 20 times of asking, blogger Yeoni Sanchez has been given a passport under Cuba's new travel rules. She plans to travel around the world in 80 days, starting with Brazil and including Germany and the United States. In 2008, Time magazine named her as one of the world's 100 most influential people. In the same year, Deutsche Welle recognized her blog, Generation Y, with its Bob's Award. In Bundesliga action on Sunday, Stuttgart beat Hoffenheim by a goal to nil and Hannover drew 2-2 with Nuremberg. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.